News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Anti-mass tourism protests have erupted across Italy, Spain and Portugal. Campaigners calling for a curb in tourist numbers. They're citing a rising cost of living, unavailability of housing for locals among their grievances. We're joined by Joe Ajay, Senior Lecturer at the Institute of Tourism and Hospitality at the University of East London. Zoe, thanks for talking to us. Talk us through what's prompted these protests. Is it mainly housing, or is there a feeling that their cities have been kind of overtaken by tourists?
Hello, good morning. There's a number of things. This has been going on for almost 2 years and very sporadically across many of these different cities. And there's been lots of different things coming through. Yes, housing is a big factor. Infrastructure is a big factor. But also it's just the disinfection or the entertainment value of your hometown. So if you live and you live in these amazing historic cities, which, you know, Dublin is one of them, Barcelona, Venice, it's not just people that live there. In fact, people who live there are being priced out and are being squeezed out of actually living there, which then takes away from the actual point of being of there being a conurbation in the first place.
Yeah, funny enough, I'm just back from Lisbon, and I was there for a few days, and it's interesting, even before I was aware of these protests, a couple of things did strike me. One is I felt, and Lisbon is just a stunningly beautiful city,
yes,
but I did feel it had kind of been taken over,
yes,
the number of tourists everywhere, and I did sort of feel slightly uncomfortable as one of them thinking, if I was a local, I'm not sure I'd be happy with this. The second thing that struck me, we tried to stay in an apartment that we'd rented before about 6 or 7 years ago. It was way too expensive. It was 500 yeah. quid a night for a 3-bedroom apartment. So that's, yeah, I'm working out, that's a rent of, that's 14 grand a month. I'm presuming if you rented out a 3-bedroom apartment in Lisbon full time, you'd probably get maybe 2 grand. So
yeah,
people are definitely being priced out of housing.
Yes. It's been priced out of housing. I mean, one of the things which most of the organisers are saying is we're not against tourists, and it is not a personal attack on anybody visiting. And, you know, the hospitality industry, tourism industry is a people industry. But it's, where's that money going? I mean, if you had inherited that flat from your granny and you weren't intending to live in Lisbon, then yes, of course, rent it out. But somewhere that money will go back into the system. But if you're not from Lisbon or even Portugal and you've bought a flat purposely to Airbnb or to use one of these big companies out, that money is not going back into the town. That money's not going back into the area. And tourism has to be, and there's a very strong sustainability feature in there, it's got to be a sustainable and circular economy.
Where does this end up? Because with cheap air travel, we're all traveling a lot more. It's hard to see a solution to this, isn't it? Isn't there?
Yes, it's a tricky one. We don't want to lose tourism. I mean, Ireland needs it as much as anybody else.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm from the North Coast. We need tourism. But we've got to manage it. We've got to somehow control it in the nicest possible way. I do think that, and there's a sort of ping pong going back and forth between Airbnb and councils in Spain at the moment, because the councils and the communities are trying to actually control Airbnb and have properties being registered, which is in some ways a good thing, and limit the amount of nights any one property can be rented out or can be used for this very high level and frankly really expensive rent.
Okay. Zoe, thanks for talking to us. Zoe Ajay there, Senior Lecturer at the Institute of Tourism and Hospitality of the University of East London. Thank you for talking to us this morning. Let us know what you think of it all. I did feel uncomfortable a little bit when I was in Lisbon. I had a great time. I'm not pretending I didn't, but I empathise and sympathise where those people are coming from. But then tourism is important. Let us know what you think. 087-1400-10.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. On News Talk.